You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's one and only specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while the theatres are closed due to coronavirus. And today I would actually like to direct you towards a specific theatre, obviously not in person, but rather their online content. Because The Curve in Leicester, who I have to say are probably one of my favourite theatres in the country and have been behind the production of some of my favourite musicals, not least The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole, which I still go on about in conversation. Well, the Leicester Curve have been making some of their content freely available as part of their The Show Must Go On line scheme. So they've got archive recordings, in-depth conversations with some of the biggest names in the theatre industry, and a variety of activities and educational resources for children, all available for free on their website, which I will link here in the post. Now, The Curve is a registered charity, so if you are able to support them during this trying time, then it would of course be hugely appreciated. But if you just want to access some top quality theatre, then I definitely direct you to their website. For instance, there's an archive recording of their 2016 production of Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest, if you want a full-length, fantastic play to watch. But equally, if you're after something shorter, might I recommend a lovely rendition of As If We Never Said Goodbye from Sunset Boulevard, performed at home during lockdown by the cast of The Curve's 2017 production of the musical. Trust me when I say there's plenty on there to suit all different tastes. And the reason I mention all of this now is that as of this coming Wednesday evening, the 2nd of September, a recording of the dress rehearsal of the play My Beautiful Laundrette will also be added to The Curve's website. It's based on the 1985 film of the same name and was adapted for the stage by Hanif Qureshi, who wrote the original screenplay. And it centres around the relationship between Omar, a young British Pakistani man who takes over his uncle's laundrette, and his school friend Johnny, who has got involved with far-right fascist gangs in the area. All set against a background of London at the height of Thatcherism, and with all new music composed by Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe of the Pet Shop Boys. It opened at the Leicester Curve last September before doing a short tour round the theatres who were co-producing the play, but it is not one to be missed now that you've got the opportunity to watch it. And as I said, the archive footage of the dress rehearsal will be available on The Curve's website as of 6pm this Wednesday, so definitely check it out. Again, the link to the website is in the post here, so have a flick through to see if there's anything else that takes your fancy, and please do consider donating anything if you're enjoying their content and have the means to offer any kind of financial support. And what I will say, as one last thing before I go, is that archival footage is really great for a number of different reasons, but I particularly like it because it tends to feel more like you're actually in the theatre watching something on stage. A lot of the digital stage shows that we've had access to during lockdown have been filmed on multiple cameras and edited together, and while that is great, you do always know that you're watching a filmed version of something. And actually can feel like you're potentially missing out on something that's happening out of shot. I know that was one of the biggest complaints theatre fans had with the Hamilton film, because theatre isn't like film. There's usually something going on in all of the space, all of the time, and film versions don't and can't capture that. But archive recordings, on the other hand, and certainly in the case of the Leicester Curve, are usually just filmed so that the theatre themselves have a recording of the show to use as a reference point, something that they can go back to and consult if they're, you know, restaging the show elsewhere and want to know how a particular scene works or whatever. They're not usually intended for public broadcast, and if it weren't for coronavirus, you can guarantee we probably wouldn't be seeing them at all. But because of that, they're usually filmed on a single camera at the back of the auditorium, and so you do genuinely get to see the whole stage, And it's way more like sitting in your seat at the theatre and getting that view for the whole production, which may not be your cup of tea at all, but I know some people really do prefer it. So definitely follow through the link in the post here and check out all that The Curve has to offer online. And on that note, I'll say goodbye for this week. I'll be back again next Sunday at 6 for a new Spotlight On, because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime.
On URN.